They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And while that may sometimes be true, there are some places whose allure is simply undeniable. One example is here in Australia, the land down under. Australia is both a country and a continent, surrounded by the Indian and Pacific Oceans, and inhabited by a diverse range of animals as well as insects.
These big mounds, they're not dumps of dinosaurs. They're actually made by termites, and they must be busy little fellas to produce this type of thing. Across the northern parts of Australia, you'll see lots of different types of mounds, termite mounds. You'd be lost without them. Yeti!
There are about 2,500 different species of termites around the world, and roughly 350 types call Australia home. Termites have colonies that are organized in an almost identical way to ordinary ants. They have a king and a queen, as well as workers that look after the feeding of the colony and soldiers that look after the protection of the colony. Termites are very good at removing the core of trees to create hollows that are useful for creatures like parrots, cockatoos, bats, and lizards to breed in. Another use for these hollowed out trees, especially eucalyptus trees, is for the construction of one of the most unique and amazing instruments in the world. The didgeridoo is a wind instrument developed by the indigenous Australians of Northern Australia around 1500 years ago. And while it's sometimes described as a natural wooden trumpet, musicologists classify it as a brass aerophone. The very exotic sound, or the repetitive vibration, can produce an almost hypnotic effect, especially when combined with dancing or certain ingestibles, which have been known to bring about a trance state, very well known to shamans in many other parts of the world as well. And this is usually done in an effort to attain some sort of communion with the higher self, or what some might refer to as God, and others may refer to as the subconscious or collective subconscious mind. While the didgeridoo is unique to Australia, inhabitants from several surrounding islands in the Pacific play their wood instruments most commonly through their nose. This is the nguru, or nose flute, of New Zealand. They can be made from bone, or shells, or whale ivory, and by that I mean the teeth of the sperm whale. And as you can see, they can be carved with elaborate designs, and are quite beautiful. Very little is known about the exact origins of the nguru. The stories and history of many artifacts such as this were lost. Most of the Maori today no longer know how to play this almost forgotten instrument, but they do still remember their pre-colonial legends about mythical inhabitants who lived there before the Maori themselves arrived. The Kaimanawa Wall structure is near Lake Taupo, and although the New Zealand government explains it away as a natural formation, the shape of the wall blocks and the gaps look to be man-made. In fact, some of the locals believe that it's atop of a large pyramid-like structure that extends away from the road itself. Incidentally, it now seems that the North and South Islands of New Zealand are just the tips of a massive submerged new continent that geologists are calling Zealandia. The newly published research concluded that this new hidden continent below the Pacific is 94% submerged below the ocean and was once connected to Antarctica. There's been a lot of anticipation lately about the new discoveries near the South Pole, possibly of a lost antediluvian civilization such as an Atlantis, and this is all very exciting, but how much of these Antarctic discoveries are indeed new, and how much are announcements of what has already been rediscovered? My name is Robert Sepper, I'm an anthropologist. You can find my books on Amazon.com. Thank you to those who have subscribed for my videos, and I really appreciate the shares, the likes, the encouraging comments, and I will see you next time. Thanks.